This episode is brought to you by New Balance. You don't have to be an elite athlete when you pound the pavement. Whether you've run 5 marathons or you only run when necessary, whether you're chased by bears, zombies, monsters, the apocalypse is coming. But New Balance will have you covered regardless. Whether you need shoes for comfort, stability, or race day speed, they've got you covered. Because the only right way to run is your way. New Balance. Run your way. Visit newbalance.com/running to learn more.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hello, elegant listeners, and welcome to Go, My Favorite Sports Team, the ultimate podcast where you discover new sports, find out information about current sports that are happening all over the world, and learn things from me, your master of sport, while also enjoying the humorous, and I don't even know how to describe you at this point, Mark.
Wow, way to go there. Way to say that I'm not going to be learning anybody anything, because today, Dolphins Tyreek Hill under investigation for allegedly hitting man during argument in Miami.
Who's that?
All right. Tyreek Hill, he's a receiver for the Miami Dolphins, formerly the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, wow.
He's one of the fastest receivers in the NFL and one of the most successful ones in this past season. But apparently he hit a guy?
That's all I see. I haven't clicked on the article. That's all I know.
Just hitting someone during an argument. It's unknown whether he will face criminal charges.
Gotcha. Did you know the Cincinnati Reds are doing really well? They're actually in first place in the division at this current moment.
I didn't know that at all. Why are they doing so good?
They called up a bunch of young players, and they are playing more small ball. They're not home run or bust like most teams used to be. They're actually playing baseball how it's meant to be played. They're actually really fun to watch. I've been trying to catch a few games and stuff, but the youth there with steals and just effort plays where you'd hit the ball and just basically beat out the throw to first base.
That's what you were saying, is that there is some lacking of small ball. In a lot of ways, the international baseball players are a bit more prevalent in terms of playing in the way that you like to play because it's more strategic.
Yeah. And so it's really cool to watch. Obviously, they still have the DH and everything because that's MLB rules. But they're playing with an energy to them that I haven't seen in a long, long time. Uh-huh. And it's fun to watch. It's making baseball fun to watch.
In other news, Olivia Dunn draws crowd while watching LSU at College World Series.
I don't know who this is.
Social media star, gymnast extraordinaire for LSU. So she apparently went to the College World Series that I think is in Omaha, Nebraska. To watch LSU play, and people drew a crowd and wanted autographs and stuff.
What?
Yeah. In other news, LeBron James waved the flag at the Le Mans circuit, the race.
What's the Le Mans circuit?
Le Mans, we talked about with Samantha Tan. It's the 24-hour race that is like famously known for the Ford v Ferrari.
Oh, the one where they stuff everyone in the trunk and they got to swap out.
Yeah,
that one.
But he waved the starting flag. He was so ginger. It was really weird watching him like at a racing event as a basketball player and a star. Just being involved in that seemed so obscure to me. But it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that sounds cool. Unfortunately, we have to make a correction on a previous statement that we made. Apparently, the Swedish sex championship was a hoax.
Yeah.
It was all a ruse. It was a lie. You were taken in by sensationalist media.
Really a disgrace.
You know, people are blaming us for not vetting it, but I didn't have time to vet it, first of all. And second of all, we trusted you, the audience, who sent it to the Reddit.
This was reported on our Reddit by our loyal audience. We didn't think they wouldn't do the due diligence. In fact, I'm going to find out who was the person that put that originally up, and we're going to call them out publicly, and we're going to shame them into oblivion.
I think they deleted the post out of shame, because obviously they should, because how dare they misinform our audience? How long has my camera been at half frame rate?
Is your camera? Oh, God, no.
Are you seeing
it's me? Doing the thing again.
Nah, it's fine. It doesn't matter. But what does it matter? The video is important to this. It's about the audio. It's about reporting the news. So anyway, there is not a Swedish sex championship. It was very realistic. There was a website. What else are we supposed to know?
I mean, in all fairness, like, major media outlets were covering it like it was a real thing. So they got hoaxed too. So the whole thing was blown out of proportions. People got excited about it. And now they're all just disappointed.
Uh-huh.
Like a lot of people in bed.
Well, this is saying that, oh my God, I got to individually disagree to all these. Oh, man, there's like 20 different things to. All right, save. Okay. This says European sex championship was suspended.
Oh?
Spanish representative talks of organizational failure. Quote, it was chaos.
Oh, so they failed proper planning. You know, like some other things that I've paid attention to recently that failed to properly figure out how to operate certain things and run properly so before you do them. You know, people that dive into things before they do the research and understanding on how to run an event.
Yeah. Are you trying to, like, circle
I'm
this
not
back
calling
into
you
a,
out.
Putting
no,
the
no.
blame on me or something? Like, anyway, OnlyFans actress and model saw that from the moment she landed in Sweden that there were doubts and uncertainties among her colleagues about the competition, and in the end, it was canceled. That's what we're seeing here, and this is definitely probably true. Probably.
Maybe.
It might have all been a hoax.
Probably.
It might have absolutely been a hoax.
I feel like it probably was. Hmm. But anyway, let's get into the topic of today. And it has to do with wood, but not in the way of the sex championships. It has to do with lumberjacks.
Oh, wait a minute. No, there's got to be this excuse. What is even this? Are you really busy, Mark, or are you too lazy to do it? I'm pretty sure movie editors are or should be more than one person.
I tried to read that and my brain just shut down because I couldn't understand what they were trying to say.
Excuse, are you saying that I can't edit a movie by myself? You are exactly the same as the people. There's a story about this because when I was on set, we were negotiating with the unions and the unions were like, okay, who's going to be editing this? And it's like, ah, the director's going to be editing. And they were like, okay, yeah, but who's going to be helping them? And it's like, no, the director's going to be editing it. And it's like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah. I highly doubt the director and the writer and the person acting in it is going to be editing it. And it's like, yes, because I love editing and I'm very good at it. So of course I'm editing it. And I know what I want, exactly. Yeah, and of course, like, Lixian and Marcus and Rachel can help assemble and organize, but at the end of the day, when it comes to creative decisions, there's no one more equipped to do it than me because I've been editing for over 10 years straight. I'm a better editor than you and almost everybody listening to this. In fact, I'm pretty sure that everyone except the editors that I personally know, I'm better at editing than you. Period. I'm willing to say that because I'm fucking amazing at it.
Good.
I am.
Good.
I am
Be
really good.
Have that pride in your work.
Look, when you guys have edited over, like, probably, God, tens of thousands of hours of footage like I have, you can come crawling to me and say that you're good. But I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing.
I agree with you, so, yeah.
Cool. Take that, Jacuzzi. Get out of here. Get out of here with your
bullshit. Get punched in the face.
If editing was a sport, I'd win. Gold medal.
I wonder if we could make it a sport. Speedrun edits.
Oh, nah.
It could be.
There's one here called Tyler, you horny quagmire. Oh, it's just the Swedish sex championship again.
Yeah, I don't know. They're accusing me of not vetting something you brought up that I saw briefly before we started recording. It's fine.
That is your fault.
This episode is brought to you by New Balance. You don't have to be an elite athlete when you pound the pavement. Whether you've run 5 marathons or you only run when necessary, whether you're chased by bears, zombies, monsters, the apocalypse is coming. But New Balance will have you covered regardless. Whether you need shoes for comfort, stability, or race day speed, they've got you covered. Because the only right way to run is your way. New Balance. Run your way. Visit newbalance.com/running to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money.
You know, all those subscription websites, they just hide those charges from you. They're hidden and repetitive and you forget about them.
Oh, I know exactly which websites you're talking about. The ones that you like to go to.
You do? I've literally spent so long digging through my finances.
Rocket Money can help cancel your subscriptions.
You're saying Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings?
Absolutely, yes.
With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for me? Up to 20%?
Maybe. But for our listeners, definitely yes. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/sportsteam. That's rocketmoney.com/sportsteam. That's rocketmoney.com/sportsteam.
Anyway, lumberjacks.
What about lumberjacks?
Mark, what do you know about lumberjacks? You wear flannels. You used to. You don't really anymore.
Yeah, not as much. Yeah.
You had characters of yours be lumberjacks, kind of, in a way. Damien in that the animated short.
He chopped wood. He chopped wood. I don't think that makes.
Oh yeah, he lived in a log cabin. All right, I assumed that he built it. So
it was a figment in his mind.
Yeah, well, he built it in his mind.
It was allegory to a perpetual task. It was Sisyphus. It was like a Sisyphusian task. Did people think that he was really in a cabin? Did people think the cabin was real and the forest was real and it wasn't metaphor?
People know. Probably.
Do people... all right. Okay. I liked when Damien cut wood a lot.
Damien wood cut good.
He cut wood real good. Yeah.
He take care of his sister in cabin with woodcut skills.
Yeah. Not boiling down the most basic level of survival in terms of gathering a heat source and possibly hunting. But no one ever questioned that there wasn't any food. Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Listen, do you have dreams of whacking big old hunks of wood, Mark?
I don't
just
like
just giant
that.
Trees.
Have Still you ever thinking about the sex championship?
No. Do you secretly crave being a lumberjack?
I think that the idea of cutting down a tree for firewood is a very appealing thing, or building materials, you know. I think it's a good source of exercise. Studies have shown that it increases your testosterone levels as you're doing it by up to 30%. It's incredible exercise because it's purpose-driven. It can take a long time. It gives a great full-body workout, and it's good to hit some. It's real nice to hit some.
Well, what's really interesting is the lumberjack is clearly a career, right?
Yes.
In today's day and world, wood is used for all kinds of things, from paper, building materials, yada, yada, yada. But the most interesting thing that I've noticed in like relatively recent years, in the last 20 years, is the amount of career-driven sports that have come about, to where they compare skills of their careers against each other. Mm. Like the Firefighter Olympics is a thing, where you have teams of firefighters doing different skills challenges with regard to hoses and ladders and stuff like that. Well, the Lumberjack Games is also along those lines, although there are some funny aspects to it that seem not to be true, but I've lately found out that walking on a floating log is a part of being a lumberjack, which is really interesting.
I think I've seen that. There's like dueling versions of that where it's two people on a log and they try to like make one or the other fall off.
Yeah.
It's like a mixture of attack and defense. It's actually a very interesting thing.
So what events do you think are in the Lumberjack Games, other than obviously that one that we discussed?
Speed to cut a tree down, speed to saw a log in half, speed to cut wood, speed... how much wood can a woodchuck chuck?
Yep.
Beaver right. Dam destruction. Eco-terrorism, that's definitely a category.
Flannel.
Flannel's requirement. Absolutely.
Flannel. Probably sex, if we're going to be honest. Probably. That's probably a category.
Maybe a tiny bit. Maybe burning stuff?
No burning.
Okay.
That would be destructive. You know, like a lumberjack's real thing, constructive. Yeah, definitely.
They're constructive. They're not destructive when they chop down trees.
Yep, definitely.
Anyway, Act 1.
Mm.
What are the Lumberjack Games? Well, to tell you, there's a surprising number of competitions, festivals, events, and today we're going to focus more on the Lumberjack World Championships in Hayward, Wisconsin. Sorry, I mistake the Y for a V for a second. So when it comes to competitive lumberjacking, Wisconsin is the place to be. There's a lot of trees. It's the Midwest. There's a lot of trees. And
yep.
Yeah. There's cheese. There you go. I don't know why Wisconsin is the place to be. It just says Wisconsin.
It's kind of close to Canada. I know there's a lot of lumberjacks in Canada. I know that foresting is a big thing up there. I guess it's just a good place to go for it, for everyone to kind of meet. Middle of the country, you know, makes sense.
Good place to distribute wood all over the place.
Good place to wear flannel. Probably a little colder.
Oh, good stuff. Yeah. Well, the World Lumberjack Championships, or the Lumberjack World Championships, take place in mid-July, with over 100 contestants from several countries competing in over 20 different events, which take place only over 3 days. 20 different events, 3 days. Food, entertainment, about 10,000 people come to spectate, which is surprisingly a good amount.
Yeah.
Basically, it's a competition where lumberjacks put their lumberjacking skills to the test, which includes axe throwing, sawing, climbing?
Yeah, okay. I can see it.
And chopping events. To become a champion, you need to be incredibly... This is worded weird. You need to have incredible agility, stamina, strength, and clearly a love for wood.
Oh.
And carving wood and shaping wood and doing all kinds of things with wood.
Oh my.
Anyway, the events are a reflection of skills that professional lumberjacks actually use and develop when they're actually felling trees on the job. And it's just a way for them to compare those skills and spruce them up and give them a little more pizzazz and turn them into a competition.
Well, cool.
So the climbing part is, have you ever fell a tree yourself? Like with your dad or anybody?
I've never had the opportunity to actually cut down a full tree.
Okay. So majority of the time, the trees that are cut down are pine trees, right?
Mm-hmm.
And have you ever, they have a device that goes, that you put, that braces around your calves.
Yeah, it's called an axe, dummy. That's all you need. Axe and two big guns. The righty and lefty here. Well, that's all you need. You don't need any special equipment. That's for babies.
No, you strip the top of the tree and you actually chop it from the top down.
What?
Yeah, for tall pine trees.
No.
So you put on lumberjack spurs, which have a blade on the inside towards where the arch of your foot is, that dig into the wood, and you climb up the sides by jabbing that into the tree and chopping off the branches once you get up high enough.
I can't. I tell you, I'm leaving. My camera. Why is my camera on? Why is my camera broken? Yeah. Come back. Come back. Here. What? Where is it?
Now it's worse.
Why? It doesn't make any sense. Where are you broken? Anyway, what?
You fell the tree from the top down.
Oh.
You chop off all the branches, and then you're able to tie the rope and guide and chop logs from the top to the bottom so that you're not knocking into the other trees and causing damage to the wood or breaking the wood in a way that you don't want it to be broken.
Okay, so it's about the integrity of the wood as you're cutting it down to be able to maintain your whatever, so the wood's good.
Yeah, good quality wood.
Good quality wood.
That's where climbing comes in, and I've actually climbed that way, and it's hard. It's hard as hell, dude.
I don't even know why you would need to climb, really, when you could just, like, bring it down, but I guess it would, like, maintain the integrity of the tree on the way down. Whatever.
And the other trees. You don't want it to hit the other trees.
Is there tree catching?
You know?
You got a tree coming down. I've seen that. There's a video of it. It's not real. It's very fake. 100%. There's a huge tree. It's like in Japan. And this guy's like, hey, oh, oh.
and he gets squashed like a bug. But when I first watched it, I thought it was real. And I was like, I just saw someone die. And I was like, oh, I was like, I don't know. I was like 11 or something. And I was like, oh no, what have I seen? But then it was funny because there was like two lines of crowds on the side and they're all like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And as soon as the guy gets squished, they all go, oh, and they walk away. Look, man, I don't know.
I want to see this video now. This is not a video that I've seen.
It was a strange one. I don't know what it was all about. But
what rabbit hole did you go down? Was it
I don't know. Let me look up Japanese tree catching. I don't think it's a real thing. Oh, no, no, it was China.
So it was Chinese tree catching.
Wait, wait. Yeah, so this was the video just to actually show it. Now, I wonder if it'll show this in a choppy motion, too.
By the way, it apparently does not record the audio when you screen share.
Ah, that's stupid. How about this?
Oh my god.
Look at this quality.
It's high quality. Oh, okay, yeah, I've seen this video. It's been a long time. Oh, the crowd.
And then they just walk away.
And then it says sports news or something.
Yeah, this is the old go my favorite sports team, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
See, this is what are they trying to say? Sports news that we care about? This is the kind of sports news that we care about. Look what happened to this. He trained his whole life and then, oh no, woof. Just a whole career ended in a moment.
And that can happen if you are a lumberjack.
Yeah, it'll happen to you too.
So now that we've seen that historical footage of the Lumberjack Games, it's time to get into Act Two.
Act Two,
the
okay.
The history of the Lumberjack Games. What?
What?
What? I thought you were saying something when I was saying something.
What do you mean? I didn't say anything.
All right. So how do you think the Lumberjack Games began?
Well, there was one lumberjack who said to the other lumberjack, I bet I can jack lumber way harder than you can. And the other guy was like, oh, no way. Hey, I bet you, I'm Canadian, you can't jack lumber nearly as hard as I can. And the other one was like, oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to chug maple syrup, and we're going to lumber each other's jacks all day long. And then they were just like, yeah, I'll show you. And they just started jacking each other's lumber really hard. Maple syrup everywhere.
Now that you think about it, I'm wondering what the origin of the word lumberjack was. Is it because they get jacked while they're working on lumber?
Absolutely not. There is no way that's what it was.
What is it?
I don't know. They jack lumber.
First coined in 1831 in a complaintive letter to the Cobourg Star in northern Canada, the term lumberjack was used to describe people in the 19th and early 20th century who worked in the lumber industry. That doesn't tell me why they're called lumberjacks.
Hey, you find out that I'm going to fix my camera because this is going to bother me, and I know it's going to bother everybody watching at home forever because it's like it's just bad enough that it's annoying. One second, I'm replugging in my different camera corder. I'm all back. Right. I fixed it. I'm a professional Woo! YouTuber, just like I'm a professional editor. So,
all right, I figured out the origin. It's literally just because, like, you don't know what the male somebody's name is. They're just a common jack. So that's why it's a lumberjack. Because and the way I discovered this was in World War II. Apparently, they came up with lumber jill for the female loggers because a logger is what they're called now. Lumberjack is just historical. But I found a really interesting quote from the origin of the lumberjack.
Okay.
My misfortunes have brought me upon chiefly by an incorrigible, though perhaps useful, race of mortals called lumberjacks, whom, however, I would name the Cossacks of Upper Canada, who, having been reared among the oaks and pines of the wild forest, have been subjected to the salutary restraints of laws.
Why do they talk like that? That's a weird way for them to talk in that era. I'm assuming you're doing a perfectly faithful recreation of what they sound like, and 1,000%.
I listened to this exact quote on repeat while you were fixing your camera.
I really appreciate your dedication to their native tongue.
Yes.
And how stupid it is.
But apparently there are other names for lumberjacks: woodcutters, shanty boy, and woodhick.
Well, you got to have the shanty boy.
The shanty boy.
Oh, he's out while you're lumberjacking. He's singing you a sweet little shanty, delivering you some sherbet and some chardonnay and some sherry.
Ooh, sherry. Yeah, that's you got that. Nice.
Okay, good.
Nice. And then if you're floating the logs down the river, which was the main way of transporting logs in the olden days because trucks weren't around, you would be a person that would be called either a river pig, a catty man, a river hog, or a river rat.
A river hog? God, that sounds like an insult. I don't know if that's a good thing. A river rat, I guess, is like straight up an insult, but I was like, you're the hog of the river.
I mean, river rat seems worse than hog and pig to me.
I guess. Rats are cute.
They can be. Anyway, continuing on after we figured out the origin of the name Lumberjack.
Okay.
The first competitions for Lumberjack games dated back to the late 1800s, and the World Lumberjack Championships started in 1960. According to Tony Wise, the founder of the Lumberjack World Championships, the Lumberjack World Championships were inaugurated in 1960 to perpetuate and glorify the working skills of the American lumberjack. Hayward, Wisconsin came into existence because of the lumber industry. Therefore, it was fitting that one of the largest logging competitions should be held here also.
I want to apologize to all of our Canadian listeners. I don't know why we can't get a Canadian accent down, but we're trying our best. That was Canadian, right?
I don't know. That was American, I think, because he's talking about Wisconsin.
Okay, then just screw all of our Wisconsin fans. We don't care about you, and we never have. Why don't you go keep drinking and eating cheese? Huh? That's all you're known for! Wisconsinites are among the heaviest drinkers in all of the world.
Yeah, but the way it was phrased, I was figuring out if there was an actual way to drink cheese.
Yeah, liquid cheese. Yeah, sure. Sure. Look, where there's a will, there's a way. Look, just because cheese ain't automatically in a liquid form ain't going to stop some people from drinking it.
You know, you're right. You're right. When you're right, you're right.
I am right.
The first LWC, Lumberjack World Championships, was held at Historyland, which was a historical theme park, which commemorated Native American culture, the logging industry, and the region's fur trade. That seems like a great place to hold it.
That does seem like a nice place to hold it.
But Historyland no longer exists. LWC still has taken root over the last 60 years. It's actually televised. The 63rd annual Lumberjack World Championships will be held at the Lumberjack Bowl on the shores of Lake Hayward, which apparently the Lumberjack Bowl is used to be a holding pond for log drives down the Namekagon River. I don't know how to pronounce that word.
Oh, man, I apologize.
For that one. So it's the perfect location for the championships.
Mm-hmm.
And needless to say, what started as a small event has grown to be massive into the main timber sports competitions in the world. And this year, around 100 competitors from all over will compete in all the disciplines between sawing, chopping, speed climbing, log rolling, and boom running.
Boom running.
And each year, an estimated, there's more. 12,000 spectators watch the competition in Lumberjack Bowl and celebrate their timber sports on the festival grounds. All right, Baby Mark.
Oh, no.
Are you ready?
What did Baby Mark ever do to you? Why can't Baby Mark catch a break?
Baby Mark needs to become a professional and therefore needs to start at a young age and become so good at sports and logging that he can build houses for all the poor people across the world.
I just feel like giving a baby an axe is not a great idea. And I know I'm pretty
all right, teenage
I'm radical
Mark.
For saying, no, you got Baby Mark out in the forests of Wisconsin all alone with an axe and a bottle of Chardonnay. So what am I doing?
All right.
What am I doing?
You got to get your equipment. You know how to use a chainsaw, right, Baby Mark?
I just got an axe. How do you think? Yes. Let's go with yes. Right. I absolutely can.
All right. Just make sure you wear your chops.
My chops?
Yeah. Yeah.
My chaps?
Your chaps. That's it.
Is that really it? Is there something called a chops because you're chopping an axe?
No, it's your chaps. I just said the chops because it's so you don't chop your legs off.
Okay.
Or saw your legs off.
I didn't know that chaps were a standard of lumberjacking.
So one of the competitions is a hot saw event, and you'll need a monster of a chainsaw, something that has insane amount of power. It has to be single cylinder, single motor power saw, and there's no impulse push button or self-starting chainsaws. So you have to draw string, pull start, It's a race to start your saw and then bear through the wood.
Well, isn't that entirely dependent on the mechanics of the saw that you get?
You make your saw. It's called a hot saw. It's your saw.
Oh,
you bring your own saw.
Well, I'd power it with lithium batteries.
You'll get that lithium explosive saw?
Yeah, exactly. Look, they can't handle the power of lithium.
I don't know about horsepower on that, but the torque would be pretty good. Electric motors have a great torque.
Yeah, I actually don't know if it would be better because I don't know how like a single cylinder engine compares to like what could amount to any amount of wattage of a motor. So honestly, I really don't know.
Yeah. Basically, the whole competition is you start your saw and you power through and slice through that log as fast as you can.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
So you have to be able to start your saw. And usually these saws are really hard to start because they have the high horsepower and high like torque.
So you have the big muscle to pull it really hard. Now, again, I'm a baby. I want to point that out. But if I've been sawing since a very young age and lumberjacking since a baby, my testosterone has got to be crazy.
Like, oh, yeah.
Baby Mark's got a baby beard. Let's be honest with that. Baby Mark's nuts dropped. Like, puberty is happening earlier and earlier in every generation. It's just like, came out the womb with puberty.
Baby Mark has beanbag balls. Is that what you're saying?
Is that a compliment? What the fuck? What is that? What is
the
that?
The high levels of testosterone. You got giant balls, giant cojones. It's like you
can
sit on them.
Yeah, but you said beanbag
like
balls. That sounds like tiny balls. What do you mean? You could say bowling balls. There's watermelon balls.
No, no. Beanbag chair is like the size of your person.
Oh, beanbag chairs. Why? When you say beanbag, I don't automatically think of a beanbag chair.
I meant beanbag
chair. We're on different
chair
wavelengths right now.
Okay.
Oh, you take your beanbag balls and you get out of here.
All right, so part of that competition is obviously having to build your saw and have it powerful and know what you're capable of without overdoing it.
Sure.
You also need your axes.
Yes, right? Many?
Many.
Why?
For the chopping events, you'll need a double bit axe, so it's a double head, and a 5-pound single bit axe.
Okay.
All right, so that double-sided axe got to weigh at least 2.5 pounds.
Why?
It's just the requirement. That's minimum weight, 2.5 pounds.
Well, I mean, okay, that's fair. Cause for a baby, like, I can't really do a lot of weight, so 2.5 pounds seems more reasonable. All
yeah.
Right?
And then 24 inches overall length.
Okay, again, I'm a baby. I'm probably not even 24 inches tall at this point, but I can get some leverage, I guess. If I start spinning, I'll be fine.
Perfect. You just, all the other babies that you killed in order to be the superior baby, you use their bones to create the length of the X.
Okay, number one, baby bones are not a very structurally sound thing. Trust me, I know. Number two, why did I need to kill the other babies? For stem cells? Was it for stem cells?
It's testosterone. Increase your testosterone.
Ah, bathing in the blood of my enemies naturally increases your testosterone even more than, so let's say, lumberjacking does.
Exactly.
So you got great.
Best of both options. All right.
Yeah, it's the best.
And then your single bit axe needs to be made of steel and wood.
Ah.
And 5 pounds of head weight.
Ah.
And the handle needs to be longer. It needs to be 28 or 36 inch long handle.
Or 36 inches?
Yeah, yeah.
28 to 36 inches?
28 or 36. There's no in between you. It's either 28
or
36. Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess I'll go with 36. I'm trying to maximize here.
All right. Get that good motion, you know, extra head speed.
Oh, yeah.
All right, now you need your saw, and this is for the single buck. You'll need a specially designed crosscut saw, which was nicknamed after Misery Whip. Yeah, the saw is nicknamed the Misery Whip.
The Misery Whip.
Might be because of its wicked appearance, but it's most likely how badly your muscles would ache if you used it all day to saw wood.
Okay.
Because you'd be miserable. Anyway, it's made of steel and wood. It's 6.5 feet long and weighs over 11 pounds.
Great.
And of course, we gotta make you look the part. We got to get you a baby-sized flannel garb, full up in arms, some orange chaps to protect you and make sure you're seen from your other lumberjacks. Red plaid, probably for you.
All right, fair enough. Okay.
All right, so getting into the different events. There's men's, women's, and couple team events as a part of the competition. So you have log rolling, where competitors step onto a floating log and spin it rapidly in the water with their feet, stopping it suddenly by digging into the log with special shoes and reversing the direction. The idea is the competition, you want to throw your opponent off.
Okay.
When they fall into the water, it's called wetting.
It's called wetting?
Yeah, it literally is called wetting. You need to wet your opponent, Mark.
I don't know if that's really what I want to call it. Do I have to call it that?
It's required. You're in the lumberjack games.
Right, of course. I'm in the of course. I should have known. Silly question on my part, really.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to wet all my opponents.
Good. Good. Are you just don't wet yourself.
I'm a baby. You can't blame me, really.
Well, then you lose.
All right, Dan, fine. I won't wet myself.
Good,
I'm going to actually grow up as a baby and be... Okay, you see how this analogy's falling apart here. Baby Mark doesn't seem cut out for this.
All right, now we need boom running, where you sprint across a series of linked floating logs from one dock to another and back. So you run across and then you run back. Obviously, the logs can spin. They can move. All the different things can happen with those logs that will make you off balance. So run fast, keep your balance, and be good.
Okay, again, baby, not good at running, not great with balance. Seems like I'm at a disadvantage.
But you're light, which means you're less likely to create these heavy logs into a spinning fashion. So if you step in the right spots, you got the light feet to make it work.
Yeah, I guess you're not wrong, but you know what? I won't question it. Okay, all right.
Cool. Fair. Both of those relate to the job of the river pigs or the river hogs or the river rats, the people that floated logs down the river because you had to catch them with chains and hooks and run across them in order to gather all of them as they floated down the river without letting them get past.
I see. And they built it precariously over a waterfall so that, you know, death was lurking right around the corner.
Well, you wanted to catch them before they went over the waterfall because then the logs would break and splinter and be useless.
And you'd die, but that's a secondary character.
No, the wood is what matters, okay? The wood
right,
matters.
Of course. Yeah.
Now you have speed pole climbing. This is where lumberjacks scale a 60-foot or 90-foot pole. And the goal is to be the first climber to reach the top and descend back down to the ground. And that's simulating what lumberjacks would do to fell a tree, chopping the top off and shaving down the sides. You got to climb and get up the pole as fast as you can.
Okay. All right. Easy.
Now you got the chopping games. So there's the underhand chop, the springboard chop, and the standing block chop. The underhand chop, you use a 5-pound single-bit axe. Competitors chop through a horizontal aspen log 12 inches in diameter and 28 inches long. So you stand on a horizontal log and swing the axe between their feet to chop the log in half. So you're literally like it's like this, Mark. Like that.
All right, I'm glad that everyone was watching.
You're welcome.
On Spotify, so they could see exactly what you're doing. I got it.
Yeah. Now you got the standing block chop, where you use an axe on a vertical log. First strike, the axe must be an upward cut, and then the following strikes follow a pattern, with competitors chopping halfway through the log on one side and then running around and chopping through the other side to get through the rest of the log. A lot of times they count the number of chops when they are doing this competition, but I believe it is the number of chops and the time it takes for you to get through the log.
Is it like weighted versus one versus the other, or is it actually just like one is more important?
I honestly don't know. I think in different competitions, some of them emphasize time while others emphasize the number of swings.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I think there's probably two different ways that people do this and score this. There's the springboard chop. This is the one that's most interesting. Have you ever watched the Lumberjack games at all or seen highlights?
Again, I've seen clips of it. I've never really seen it in depth.
Okay, so this is the one where competitors climb 9 feet using two springboard placements and chop through a 12-inch in diameter aspen. So they'll chop into the wood, shove a board into where they chopped in, step up to that, chop into the wood again, put another springboard, step up to that, and then chop through the log.
Damn. That seems like a lot of work and a lot of risk to your tootsies.
It's crazy in the balance and also dangerous because if those springboards come out and you're holding an axe, it's pretty big fall. They have to chop through the long at the top. So there's a specific part at the top that you have to chop through. So probably being tall is an advantage in this one, to be completely honest. Then you have axe throwing.
But again, baby, not very tall.
Yeah, but it's called a springboard. You'll be able to jump and spring up to the top and then, you know, time it and chop in.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Let's go with yes.
I believe in you. Then you got axe throwing, where you throw the double bit axe as close to the center of a target as possible from 20 feet away.
Okay.
Never said somebody couldn't throw you and then you throw it.
I tried this in way back with the football primer. You say it's against the rules, and so I'm pretty sure there's going to be a rule. Against launching. It's called launching! I remember!
Look at that. I'm proud of you. Sounds like you're getting ready for that 100th episode. I mean, what?
100th episode?
Yeah, the 100th episode special that I'm planning and totally working on.
Okay, cool. Good.
And then there's the sawing.
Okay.
So it's the hot saw where lumberjacks make three vertical cuts down, up, and down through a 20-inch diameter white pine log, which is the one where that's the chainsaw, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the single buck, where individual competitors use one man to cross-cut through a 20-inch diameter white pine log using that misery whip.
Misery whip.
Yeah, that's a type of saw.
Okay.
And across 3 days, all of these are used. The competitions start at 6 p.m., so there's no death of heat stroke in the middle of July.
That would be good. Babies don't really put up well against heat stroke. Not usually, anyway.
No. Babies haven't fully developed their sweating capabilities.
No, they haven't, no.
So heat is definitely a problem for babies. This is very important for those of you that are parents, why strollers have shade and all that stuff, and you don't leave baby in the car.
Yep, don't do that.
Those are bad things to do. But baby can chop wood. Baby chop wood.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's definitely.
Yeah. So day ones are the quarterfinals. For most events, only the top 12 advance to the next day for the semis. The top six competitors from the previous year automatically advance.
Good for them.
If there are more than 30 competitors to the event, the other 24 competitors will be placed in up to four heats of six. Day two is the semifinal competition. Three heats of six competitors, 12 from the quarterfinals plus the six seeded directly into the heat based on past performance, and only the top two competitors in each semifinal advance to the finals.
Great.
So then it's an ultimate face-off.
Ooh.
And day three is the world championship competition, where the top two of each event face off for the championship in each event.
Damn. So it's like a tournament bracket style.
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
There's a champion in each of the categories as well as an overall. And for each event, the top six placements are awarded points. First place getting 8, second 7, and so on. Oh, the top 8 placements. So it's 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. To win the overall award, you want to compete in as many events as possible and place as high as possible, obviously, and earn the most points. So it's a virtual competition. They're not fully facing off. It's each event, you get points. And it's called the Tony Wise All-Around Champion, named after the Lumberjack World Championship's founder. And it's awarded to the Lumberjack with the most points. This seems like something that we could do ourselves.
I mean, why not? We should just like get a log and chop it because it's good exercise, and then we could set it up in a way that we could time trial, see where we stand amongst these people, because that's always the biggest problem is we don't have any comparison. I'm going to declare this right now. We're going to start a video series that is normie versus elite and showcase the performance difference between someone that is good at sport and not, because that's exactly what we're missing in all of these things.
Regular versus highly regarded.
Yeah, we'll come up with a better name for it.
Something like that. Pro versus Joe is already taken. That's been talked about before. So
yeah, but we don't like them. Whoever came up with that, they don't do it right. We're going to show them how to do it really right.
Yeah, neither of us are named Joe, so.
Yeah, screw anyone named Joe. Here at Go My Favorite Sports Team, we hate people named Joe.
Do you have any friends named Joe? I don't know if I have any
friends
named Joe.
No, of course not. We hate Joe.
Anyway, that's it, Mark. That's the Lumberjack Games. We chop wood. We cut wood. We saw wood. We climb wood, we get wood.
All right, we get wood. And you can get wood too by going to Wisconsin and just walking onto the field. I'm pretty sure that anyone is allowed in there. You can try whatever you want, try for yourself. And then if you stack up against the competition, then hey, you can, what's the prize?
Money? Question mark?
Money? Do we get the money?
Lumberjack Games prize, $50,000.
Oh.
Per event. What's the prize money? $20,000 in prize money and up to $20,000 more in Sweden. These are all different things. Let's see what the world championships are. Lumberjack World Championships prize. It still says $50,000, more than $50,000 in prize money.
Hmm.
That's all it's saying.
Well, that doesn't tell enough.
There are 21 events for both men and women to compete for over $50,000 in prize money.
Yeah, but also think of it this way. You're so masculine at the end of it that everyone will want a piece of you. And that's really what really matters.
They will want your wood.
Yes, they're going to want your wood.
Regardless of what gender your wood is, they will want your wood.
They want your wood. That's just what Wisconsin's all about. They always want each other's wood.
And honestly, at the end of the day, you'll get sponsorships. Like different companies that make saws or axes or hardware and stuff like that. They'll want to work with you.
That's true. You can become part of the great capitalistic machine.
Yeah. You too can prevent forest fires by chopping down trees.
Yes. And then sell your soul to the lumber industry.
There's conscientious lumberers.
Of course. I'm not saying there's anything bad about it.
Oh.
Anyway, we're going to go cut down a tree.
I'm kind of scared to do that with you because I actually know what I'm doing and I don't know if you do.
Oh, excuse me. You're right, but excuse you. Like, you couldn't teach me once. What am I going to just go rogue and start chopping every tree left and right? Timber, guess which one? I'm just going to do one chop on every tree, and it's going to be like hot potato. You're just going to, like, don't stand in the wrong spot. What am I going to just blow everything up? Yes, probably, but...
Right? With your lithium battery saw that you're going to make? Yeah, I'd be kind of scared.
No, Ryobi makes a lithium, I believe, lithium chainsaw. Here we go. Yeah, they do. Ryobi makes a battery-powered chainsaw. They have both an 18-volt version, and I believe they have a 40-volt. Yeah, they do.
All right. Well...
That's not bad.
If you want to support our tree cutting adventures and competition videos in the future, one way to do that is obviously by supporting the podcast, listening everywhere, and watching it exclusively on Spotify. But also you can go and buy merch, store.gmfst.com, foam fingers, t-shirts, pins. If we sell enough of stuff, maybe there'll be cool new ideas and we can sell little, I don't know if we can sell axes. Can we sell axes?
Well, why not?
Oh, I don't know. We could sell axes.
We could sell whatever we want. We will sell whatever we want. And also, they just came out. They're coming out real soon with a brand new 20-inch chainsaw, 40 volts. It's gonna be sick.
Nice. But thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode of Go My Favorite Sports Team. I guess this is us just saying bye. Go follow Mark where he's doing stuff. Markiplier everywhere. I'm Tyler Scheid. Whatever.
Go chop a tree. It's going to do you some good.
Oh, yeah. We have a TikTok now.
You have a TikTok? Why do we have a TikTok?
I started a TikTok.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just posting the clips from when we have guests on and stuff.
Oh, cool.
Thanks. All right. Bye.
All right.